So that pretty much wraps up the terrorism of everyday life. And I will be back here next week to do the entire show again. And it'll be much smoother and infinitely more professional than it was this evening. But I have CDs for sale. And next Wednesday, come back. Thanks, though. It's really, hey, let me just say this. It's very cold out there, and you guys came out tonight. And I want to thank Dave for letting me do these Wednesdays in January. It's been a huge help to run the stuff up the pole. I go to London February 8th. I do this for 2 weeks at the London Soho Theater. So if you're in London, please come by and see me in front of a huge room full of people. It's a whole different experience in Europe for me. And but thanks, you guys, a lot. And I'll be here back there next week. And I got some CDs for sale. My last one produced by my friend Donnie DeFranco, Songs for Parents Who Enjoy Drugs, the one before that, Tough Love, both on Righteous Babe, and Chooch Down and A Spoken Word. So my son, Detroit, has a little job that he does every week in school, you know, feeding the goldfish or turning on the lights. And I asked him last week, I said, hey, Detroit, what's your job this week? He said, I hold the flag and I lead the Pledge of Allegiance. And I said, really? He's five, you know? I said, do you know the Pledge of Allegiance? He said, yeah. I said, let's hear it. So he rattled it off. And I'm a Libra. I need balance. One side of me was like, wow, that's cool, man. Little kid knows that. But then the other side of me is like, ooh, I don't know, you know? This could be the flag of the imperialist. Maybe he doesn't know what he's committing here, you know? So I thought, well, maybe I would go make a new Pledge of Allegiance, you know? And I would teach it to Detroit. We'd go over it, I don't know, 300 or 400 times a day for the next 3 months. A little bit of homeschooling, if you will. And so I came up with this. I will pledge allegiance to no more flags until they come up with one for the Earth. A republic of humans, all races and colors, for which it stands, with respect to your religion, as you respect mine, where liberty and justice is not determined by how much wealth you've accumulated, or your sexual orientation, or how you control the media, where no one can maintain their wealth as long as one person on the planet doesn't have adequate food, or shelter, or health care, or educational opportunity. This is a flag I pledge allegiance to.